Well, this is a special day. This is an exciting day. This is a day when 11 believers get to profess publicly their union with Jesus Christ, their forgiveness of sin, their own personal conversion, transformation. You're going to hear pictures of an old life and a new life, and how God and God alone made that change. 11 people will stand before you this morning, not to tell you what they've done, not to tell you how they've cleaned up their lives, how they've gotten things straightened out or made better for themselves. 11 people will stand before you today to boast in their Savior, to tell you what God has done in their hearts and in their lives. And those of you who know these 11, you've seen their lives. You've seen transformation. And you know that the things that have changed in their lives, they can't take credit for. These are not natural things. These are supernatural realities that God Himself has done in them. We're going to give them opportunity to tell you what God has done in their lives. You need to know that baptism is not a saving activity. Nobody goes to heaven because they got dipped in some water, and nobody doesn't go to heaven simply because they didn't get dipped in water. This is a symbol. This water is a picture of an inward reality that has already taken place. We don't baptize people so that they become Christians. We baptize people who have become Christians already. People who've experienced the transforming power of the gospel in their lives. People whose sins are forgiven. People who are declared by God to be righteous. This is a picture, a symbol. It's an exciting one. It pictures not only the forgiveness of sin, that God takes the sin of everyone who will believe and puts it on His Son, Jesus Christ, and pours out His wrath on His only Son, His perfect Son, the Holy One, so that the guilty go free. These people who are going to stand up before you, they're not guiltless. They're not sinless. They're not righteous inherently. But their sins have been placed on Jesus and have been punished in Jesus. So that as they stand before God, God credits their faith as righteousness. God counts them justified, declares them to have always done everything right and never have done anything wrong. It's a staggering claim, Christianity, that guilty sinners go free because someone else takes the punishment as a substitute. And this isn't just a picture about substitution and the forgiveness of sin. It's also a picture of a transformed life. Because when you become a Christian, you don't just get the slate wiped clean. You get a new heart, a new disposition, new affections, new desires that transform a life from the inside out. God just doesn't forgive and let you go your way. God forgives and transforms from the inside out. So this is going down into the water and being raised again out of the water is a picture of our union with Jesus Christ. A union with His death and burial and a union with His resurrection to new life. These 11 are already living new lives because God has powerfully united them to the Lord Jesus Christ and His death and burial and resurrection. God is gracious. And you're going to get to see His grace on display in these 11. So I'm going to ask them to come and tell you what God has done in their lives. I'm going to ask them to come boast in their Savior. And so we're going to start with Daniel Faulkner.